man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome, folks. Thank you for tuning in the Trump Phenomenon.
Good old tomatoes and homemade wine and country.
Here on the 17th anniversary of the attack against America and Americans on 9/11, 2001. So we might, it would be fitting to begin our show with just a comment on that. You're welcome to join with your comments at 800-313-9443. Plenty to talk about in addition to the anniversary of 9/11. The implosion of the deep state proceeds apace, really looks good in the things that are coming out. Donald Trump may declassify at any moment. He may declassify devastating documents so that all of America can read them. And more documents are coming out. This, folks, the documents that have come out are just a fraction of what's in there that Rod Rosenstein is covering up. And Mueller. Mueller is covering it up too. Mueller could bring all those documents out with his all-powerful fourth branch of government, because that's what Barry Bob Mueller amounts to, is a fourth unconstitutional branch of government that's acting senior to the executive branch, senior to the legislative branch, and using the judicial branch as its sword and shield. So plenty to talk about. Let me steer you, if you're talking about and thinking about 9/11, there's one website that must be the alpha and omega of your research, and that's ae911truth.org. It's letters AE for architects and engineers, 9/11, self-explanatory, truth.org. Make sure you get that into your favorites and bookmarks. The Richard Gage, G-A-G-E, is the founder of this website. He's the genius behind it, the courageous, courageous individual who has persevered, and he is getting the message out that 9/11 was an inside job. 9/11 was not, what's the number, 19? People who got off their camels and took a break from their profligate evenings in the drunken orgies in nightclubs, because that's apparently what these people were doing, that are the supposed perpetrators of 9/11. It's as laughable and ludicrous as what we're seeing now with the same, by the way, interestingly, the same people. Robert Mueller, same guy. Guy that covered up 9/11, who was the director of the FBI. Funny how things come back to right where they began. Funny the coincidences that aren't coincidences, are they? Of all the people that could have been picked for this Rod Rosenstein investigation. AE911truth.org. Let me give you a sample, just to give you just a feeling for how unbelievably wonderful this website is. Richard Gage, who is himself a licensed architect, a highly regarded professional in the field, has gone out and recruited not just average people like me to be supporters on his website. He got much more ambitious than that. He said, who are the people that America might listen to? Who are the people with authority to say that 9/11 was in fact what it was, a controlled demolition? He said it would be architects and engineers. These people know what they're talking about. And so he specifically targeted architects and engineers, licensed, all of them, professionals, all of them. And he said, please sign up. And don't just sign up with, you know, like a name like Napoleon or Julius Caesar, a pen name. Sign up with your real name. Sign up with your actual credentials. And all of, how many have done this? More than 3,000 and counting and growing. Think of the magnitude of what Richard Gage has done. Here's what these, I'll just, he's got on his screen, he's got scrolling comments from just a sampling of these architects and engineers. Here's Oswald Rendon Hororo, PhD, forensic engineer. Building 7 came down very smoothly. NIST tried to prove the ridiculous theory that this was started by one column. Here's one. Kathy McGrade, BS in metallurgical engineering. In an office fire, you cannot generate enough heat to melt steel. And yet we have evidence of molten iron in the rubble pile. You can just scroll through these and read them, folks. With a picture, they've got their picture, their name. Daniel Barnum, FAIA, which I think would mean fellow of the American Institute of Architects, which is a very distinguished position. He says, I have known from day one that the buildings were imploded and could not have collapsed from the damage caused by the airplanes. Let that sink in, folks. So unlike you and me, sitting at home, not architects, not engineers, not forensic engineers, we don't have the basis for evaluation that these men and women have. But look at this. On day one, he says, it was obvious the buildings were imploded. Here's Roland Angle, CE. What does CE stand for? Certified Engineer? Civil Engineer? It stands for civil engineer. Yes, it does. The official explanation of the failures defies known scientific methods of analysis and is untenable in the face of logical investigation. So there's a man with his picture, his name, his credentials, and putting himself out there. And these people have jobs, many of them, probably most of them. Good jobs, working as architects and engineers, very good jobs. Here's Tony Zambotti, a mechanical engineer. There is little doubt that the collapses were caused by controlled demolitions and the aircraft impacts were causal ruses. You can go through as many of these as you want. Here's Richard Gage himself, AIA, American Institute of Architects. These professionals who collectively have over 25,000 years of experience have signed our petition calling for a new investigation. Here's one from Scott Granger, SFPE, fire protection engineer. All three collapses were very uniform in nature. Natural collapses due to unplanned events are not uniform. See how these folks think? Very rational, logical people. Here's Kamal Obaid, structural engineer. He says, a localized failure in a steel-framed building cannot cause a catastrophic collapse like a house of cards at free fall acceleration. 3,000 of these architects and engineers. So how much does it take? 30,000 of them? Do we have to get down to where it's all architects and engineers except for a few before the obvious truth of what they're saying sinks in? And now, of course, Donald Trump, for sure, Donald Trump is aware of Richard Gage. He's aware of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. And so here it is. And thank goodness for Richard Gage that he, with his persistence, and this shows the power of one individual, folks, because Richard Gage did this by himself, 3,000 that he got to join here. But had it not been for Richard Gage, this website and this organization would not have been created. This, go ahead, read on the website. Go in there, read. You can read for days and weeks. And new material is put up as fast as you can read it. So with Donald Trump, with the power, and Richard Gage and his 3,000 architects and engineers with the truth, boy, that's quite a punch there. Power and truth. So I mentioned that here on the 17th anniversary of this event. Boy, 17 years have gone by. By the way, you can become a member. You can sign up. There are 22,500 members of the public who have signed that petition demanding an actual investigation. Let's go to some other good news. And we have, here's a story on the border, immigration, the 800-pound gorilla. 100 Bangladeshi nationals have been apprehended near the Texas border in just 3 weeks. Bangladeshis? wait a minute, what's wrong with this picture? Last time I checked, the Pacific Ocean was in between Bangladesh and the Texas border. How were 100 Bangladeshis apprehended? By the way, if 100 were apprehended, how many others were not? I'll bet the apprehension rate is not very high. Laredo Sector Border Patrol agents continue to lead the nation in the apprehension of Bangladeshi who illegally crossed the border from Mexico into Texas. More than 100 were arrested in the past 3 weeks. 622 so far in this fiscal year. I don't know when the fiscal year begins. Now, get this. And these include juveniles. They're mostly males, almost all young, include juveniles. This rate has accelerated. Now, get this. The Mexican cartel, known as Los Zetas, chooses when and where these illegal aliens will cross the border. And that the Bangladeshis, mostly young men between the ages of 18 and 35, get this, are you ready for this? Pay up to $27,000 each to be smuggled into the U.S. That's right, folks. When's the last time you were in Bangladesh? How do you scrape together $27,000 in the hellhole called Bangladesh? And then on top of that, get yourself across the Pacific Ocean into Mexico and connected with these gangsters to whom you hand $27,000. And there's no guarantee with that $27,000. That's, you better believe, non-refundable. Let me see if there's more stuff here. Oh, more incredible. What do these Bangladeshis do when they're accosted by the Border Patrol? They are not trying to hide or escape, the Border Patrol chief said about the Bangladeshis. They walk right up to an agent and claim credible fear. So they're claiming refugee status. I have credible fear. I have fear in Bangladesh. What did Quasimodo say in The Hunchback of Notre Dame? Sanctuary! Sanctuary! As he sought sanctuary in Notre Dame Cathedral. Funny. Not a very good comparison. Funny, nevertheless. That's what they're doing. They're crying, sanctuary, credible fear. From Bangladesh. With the kind of money that Americans don't have. How many Americans could pony up $27,000 for anything? That's a down payment on a house. Lots of people I know don't have that kind of money. You too. So there is the news on the Trump, the big Trump story, which is controlling our borders. Here's now on the European front. Let us go there. Let us go to one of our heroes, Interior Minister and head of the League, Lega, in Italy, Matteo Salvini. Salvini hits back at the UN as the new human rights chief orders a probe into Italian racism, she calls it. And this woman's name is Michelle Bachelet. She's new to me. Matteo Salvini says he is considering cutting United Nations funding after its new human rights chief announced she is sending teams to Italy and Austria to investigate, quote, racism against migrants, unquote. Ooh, bad. Michelle Bachelet said in a statement yesterday, that the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, that's her position, is set to send personnel to Italy to evaluate, this is a quote, to evaluate reports of a sharp increase in acts of violence and racism against migrants, people of African descent, and Roma. Roma is another word for gypsies. That mysterious people that apparently genetic testing has shown they actually have an origin not too far from Bangladesh. Isn't that interesting? But they are from the area of India. Racially, genetically, that is tested out. And there are a couple million of them in Europe. And they're not real popular with the Europeans. Italy's interior minister, this is Salvini, and deputy prime minister said the country would refuse, quote, to take lessons from anyone, least of all the UN, which he described as having, quote, again, proved itself to be biased, pointlessly costly, and badly informed, unquote, noting that police have denied allegations there is any racism emergency. He says, quote, the UN is an organization that costs billions of euros, to which Italy gives over 100 million euros every year in contributions, and we will weigh with our allies on the usefulness of continuing to give these 100 million euros to fund waste, embezzlement, and theft for a body that wants to give lessons to Italians and that also has countries that engage in torture and still have... He says, if I were the UN, I would have half a world to send inspectors to before Italy. Go look for racism elsewhere, not in Italy, unquote, Salvini added. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that nice? Isn't that Trumpian? Quote, before doing checks on Italy, the UN should investigate its member states who ignore basic rights like freedom. Imagine, you know, what nations... This is interesting. I haven't thought about this in a while. What nations are not members of the UN? Are there any? Maybe a caller can enlighten us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be.
We're back, folks.
I went through life.
I was just studying up on Michelle Bachelet, who is the new, what is her position here? She is the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights. And I love what Matteo Salvini says. Hey, look, go somewhere else looking for violations of human rights, not Italy. Consider the nations that are members of the UN. Where, you know, genocide is a daily occurrence. Torture is a standard police practice. Many such nations. How about Red China for Michelle Bachelet? How about the Chinese treatment of the people of Tibet? There's a good one to start with, Michelle. Any racism going on right there with a Chinese genocide of the Tibetan people? That'll be a good starting point right there. You want to investigate genocide? How about visit to Cambodia? The killing fields of Cambodia. Many other places where she could spend her time more profitably than Italy. Anyway, she's a real left-winger. And sad to say, you know, as what a stain on the history of the people of Chile, which is a largely European nation. many white folks in Chile, like Argentina in that regard. And Michelle Bachelet herself, apparently very white, her French name originating from a French ancestor who migrated from France to Chile. She was actually like Barack Obama. She was elected and then reelected to the presidency of Chile two times, from 2006 to 2010, then an interlude, out of office, and reelected in 2014, left office in 2018, is now the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights. And there we have it. You know, just as we have Hillary versus Trump in the USA, we've got Michelle Bachelet versus the likes of Matteo Salvini in Italy. This is the divide that's occurring all over the world between patriots and the people who would absolutely wreck us. Sean Hannity yesterday talked about this. Listen to what he has to say. The magnitude of what we're facing. This is how he opened yesterday.
Wow, what an introduction. Great show, Tucker. Good to see you, and thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome to Hannity. Let's just start out and be blunt. The stakes have never been higher. 57 days from today, if Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, Chuck Schumer, if they take over the House, the Senate, this is what you can expect to take a look at in terms of what's going to happen to your country.
They say, Maxine, please don't say impeachment anymore. And when they say that, I say impeachment, 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 impeachment.
So let tonight be a clear warning. With just 2 months to go until the single most important midterm election of our lifetime, you have the power. You will decide whether or not Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi get their way. Now, meanwhile, the RNC is appropriately calling the Democratic Party crazy town. Tonight, we will highlight the Democrats and their candidates that are up for election, including Congresswoman Waters and those that are living up to their nickname. We're going to show you every Senate race that matters. We have identified on the show 75 House races that will determine the balance of power in the House. In other words, you might want to look and see if your district is in play tonight. And we have a message for former President Obama.
Okay, so I'll take a break from that there. And that's very important work that Hannity is doing. And I will pass that along. I will study what he's doing, pass it along on our show, the 75 House races, so that you can see whether you live in one of those congressional districts. You know, there are 435 congressional districts. So 75 are the key districts. And then there are key Senate districts. And Hannity has got those boiled down for us. So let me just see if I can skip ahead here and find for you the, boy, there's good stuff. Sarah Carter, this great investigator, with incredible, the incredible developments in the implosion of the Russia Bob Mueller hoax. And of course, in the, among just, so it's like 9/11 itself, that these engineers find impossibly unbelievable how bad the official story about 9/11 is. Well, it's the same thing going on here. The collusion or the criminality between the top of the FBI and the DOJ and the top of the media to steal an election, to commit sedition, to commit treason is mind-boggling. But so I'll look for that. I'll look for that list of the key Senate races. But we've got good news there.
I'm a long
break rider. Coming up. Stay tuned. Call in if you're so inclined. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
This war is over, it will be a better day. When this war is over, it will be a better day. But it won't bring back those poor boys in the grave. In new action, killing people all the time. Ain't no sense in no action, killing people all the time. When it happens on the street, we call that a crime.
Let's start with you, George. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thank you. Ever since 9/11, you know, really nothing the government has really done has really benefited us. And the thing is, it's really important that we get a different kind of Congress in and get rid of the neoconservative and the establishment dead weight that's been standing in the way for so many years. And that is, if we get a decent conservative Congress, I would like to see the Patriot Act expire and not be renewed. There's no need for a Patriot Act.
Along those lines, George, I haven't found it yet. Sean Hannity says he's put together a list of the 75 key House races and also a list of the key Senate races. If any of our listeners out there, including you, Spartacus, I know you're out there, Spartacus, but if any of you listeners know where this has been compiled, call me on my phone, 701-317-5317, number I give out often, or call into the show. You can also call the engineer and give a link to the engineer without going on the air. You don't have to go on the air, especially if you don't want to be identified as the real Spartacus. I'd like to get those. That's really important information. Where are the 75 congressional seats and where are the key Senate seats? Go ahead, George.
The thing is about Ted Cruz, I'm really a little bit sour about how he acted when he ran for president. And how
that's
he,
over. That's over. That was then. This is now. And Ted Cruz of now is turning out to be very good. Donald Trump supporting him big. And these two guys are working together. I'll give you another example of people kissing and making up very effectively and very impressively. Rand Paul and Donald Trump. Do you remember there were some great moments of levity, which, of course, Rand Paul did not take as funny at all. But there was one presidential debate in which Donald Trump made fun of Rand Paul's hairdo. And then, of course, he took to calling Ted Cruz Lion Ted. So this was, man, these were hammer blows. It would be understandable. But these are big men. These are big men. They do not hold grudges, and they don't go to the level of pettiness. Rand Paul is a great man. Ted Cruz is a great man.
What's really funny is at one of the early debates is I think Rand Paul, one of the candidates in there complaining about money in politics, and I think Donald Trump leaned over to to Senator Rand Paul and said, "I gave to you too."
Yeah. And by the way, speaking of money, again, you callers out there, I love what Mike Rivero, the fellow host on RBN, says. You're the wisest audience in radio. I love how much you know, and you can help me. You can help Mike Rivero with your tremendous knowledge. I believe I heard Donald Trump say, speaking of money, and, did Donald Trump use money to get elected? Bernie Sanders, the socialist communist Bernie Sanders, spent more money on his campaign than Donald Trump did. Amazing.
The thing is, I heard that he could try to run for president in 2016. I don't really think he's going to have the momentum he did in 2016.
Who, Bernie Sanders in 2020?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to have that momentum.
Well, all of them are. I mean, they were laughable in 2016. They'll be laughable again in 2020. This is such a comedy, such a circus. Spartacus himself, I'm trying to remember his name. These are such nobodies. We never heard of these people before very recently. What's the name of the guy? It'll come to me in a second. The Spartacus man. Then this horrible woman from California. Kamala, you can't remember these names. They're so alien. Kamala Harris. And I looked her up to say, see, what's the story with her? What's going on with Kamala Harris? Apparently, again, audience, correct me if I got this wrong. Her father was either a Haitian or a Jamaican. And her mother was an Indian from India. And there you go. There are no good candidates. The Democratic Party, there's no one that's impressive or interesting or honorable. They don't have anything going for them. As you say, they're all laughable candidates. I think this is wonderful. Hillary,
candidate taking Dianne Feinstein's place, I mean, he is so far left, he's going to fall in the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
I mean, he's Viva La Raza and all that stuff. And, you know, I think really showing that Viva La Raza is going to really, I think it's going to get him kicked out of the Senate.
Yeah. Well, what the left is doing, the left is escalating, and they're trying to out-Democrat each other, which requires them to move further and further to the left so they can out-radical, so Kamala can out-radical, what is that guy's name, the Spartacus man? God, I can't remember the name of this guy. But anyway, so they behave completely crazily, and that's fine. That's all for the good. I think it really is going to help Donald Trump get reelected. But here's the deal. 2018 is absolutely key. And so all of us have got to work really, really hard in congressional districts. It looks like the Senate's going to be okay. But even
right,
there.
Here's the thing. We got to do some serious poll watching, because there's going to be some serious fraud going on. And I really would like to see, because there's a little news story that came out in our local paper. When they were looking for going for the jury pool, they had I think 3,000 jurists at one.
Oh, the stories. Oh no, the stories are just as long as your arm. They'll just pile up. By the way, George, I'll tell you what. You know, I'm looking here. Anonymous is calling in from D.C. Could this be Spartacus himself? If you don't mind, George, I'm going to go find out. Anonymous, are you there? And are you Spartacus?
I am Spartacus. I am Spartacus.
I am Spartacus.
Howdy, I'm Spartacus. Cory Booker, I am Spartacus. Spartacus.
Yeah.
In all Romans. You will be spared by order of Aurelius Maximilius Magugagus if you identify the body or the person named Spartacus.
Yes, by order of Maximius Waterius.
By order you will of... Who's the CIA clown? Who's the CIA clown?
Oh, yeah, that guy. The guy who voted for... Gus Hall. What's his name? Come on, folks, help us out here.
The Obama CIA
director, John Brennan.
Yeah, by order of John Brennan, you slaves will be spared if you identify Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I am Donald Trump. That's a new one. I am Trump. I am Trump.
Well, yeah, and hey, Anonymous, thank you for providing the name there. Yeah, Cory Booker. And folks, you know, these are all such forgettable people, you know. I should play that standard from the big band here, Unforgettable. No, these people are most forgettable. That's what they are. They're forgettable. God, they're forgettable.
I am Spartacus. Hey, Spartacus, call in. We need some more Spartacuses out there. What's wrong? Come on, guys.
Well, but now think about it. Anonymous, think about it. What kind of...
I've got to write another editorial. Open it out.
Yeah. Why should anybody be surprised that that we get a Maxine Waters and Cory Booker and Kamala Harris and idiots like this? Why should there be any surprise? Folks, think about it for a second. What quality of person would be attracted to the communist, anti-American tripe that these people peddle in? What kind of a person could buy into that and be attracted to it and devote themselves to it? Well, I'll tell you what kind of a person. Trash! Somebody who is trash, somebody who has nothing going on in the head, has nothing in the way of character. And so what are the odds that you're going to find a truly great person, a fine person, someone you could admire, but for maybe some of their political beliefs. You're not going to find that in the Democratic Party now. It's so far gone that they're only going to attract crazy people, defective people. So this is getting pretty interesting, Anonymous.
Spartacus, I am Spartacus. I am from.
Okay.
Better just say, I am Trump.
Well, I gotta go now. I gotta go watch. I forget how it works out for Spartacus and the slaves in that revolt there. I don't think it works out really well for them. But anyway, I'll go watch the movie and see if there's more applications to this. See if we can use Kirk Douglas again in this skit.
Kirk Douglas. I am Spartacus.
Yeah. What a blowhard.
I am Spartacus.
Okay.
I gotta go fight in the ring.
Okay. Spartacus. Okay, Spartacus. All right. Well, Spartacus, go back to your training. Go back to your training and good luck. Good luck in the against
Aurelius. Aurelius Janus Brennanus allows okay. you to live.
Okay. Now we have Spartacus. We have other callers who may dispute your claim to be Spartacus. Let us now go to the other callers. We have Michael in Wisconsin and Richard in Austin, Texas. Michael in Wisconsin, are you Spartacus?
No, I'm Michael Borealis, General Executor, New Earth Administration.
Okay. What's on your mind?
I've been listening. Yeah, they know me back in 95. I contacted CBS, ABC, NBC, CNN, Associated Press, but I'm always calling down. Anyway, I've been listening to all different alternative media shows all day today on 9/11, and everyone's beating around the bush is the Bush family, right? Now, yeah. George Bush sat there and played with the kids, you know, reading his book. Typically, in a national security incident like that, boy, the Secret Service would have just got him out of there and got to protect the president, right? It was nothing.
Yes. A guy goes up and whispers to him that something's happening. You know, right. You're right. It's so fishy. It's so bad. And then the behavior of Dick Cheney just smells to high heaven. The inconsistency. Yeah, go ahead.
Now, one of the cousins, I can't remember. It was a Bush. It wasn't Neil Bush or Jeb Bush. It was one of the cousins, you know, had the contract for the security systems or the electrical of the Twin Towers. And that's never mentioned in all the 9/11 investigation. So,
right. Well, now the big one. I want to keep, you know, what did Martin Luther King say? Keep your eye on the prize. Well, let's keep our eye on the prize. The prize here is listen to those engineers. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of inconsistencies and so on. But what's the big deal? Controlled demolition of those towers, especially the smoking gun, the smoking controlled demolition, which is World Trade Center 7. I can't emphasize this enough, folks. This is where, you know, this is where the criminals, you know, like when the criminal drops his gun at the crime scene or leaves his fingerprints, this is the smoking gun. This indicts them. This convicts them of what they've done here. So the fact
George,
that these
I got some big news for you.
Yeah. What?
Okay. Talking about the smoking gun, right? Now,
yeah.
There's a Facebook page out there. Now what I'm going to say is going to blow your mind, and everybody's going to go, oh, no, this guy is crazy, okay? But you got to just think about it. There's a Facebook page out there called Jackie Kennedy Blew Off the Head of JFK, right? Now, on frame 313.
Hang on. I don't mean to be disrespectful, Michael, at all. But and I'm trust me, I'm interested in everything you say. But here's the deal. One of the problems we have is we have so little time and there's so much more to cover than we possibly can. So for me, and I have to discipline myself on this because I love to go off and side things.
This is
like,
really big news. I mean, this is breaking news for those people.
We're way off. Okay, well, so you're saying Jackie Kennedy somehow involved in the assassination of her husband?
She was one of the shooters when JFK. Oh, okay, puts his hands
Michael,
up to his
Michael,
neck.
No, Michael, Please, please,
it's on
Michael.
Facebook, everybody.
Please.
It's on Facebook.
Okay,
everybody.
Well, Michael, Michael, please. Please,
you.
Michael, please. Whatever you're drinking is much too strong. All right, let's go to Richard in Austin.
Hey, how's it going? I'll be real quick. Yeah, I just wanted to say Donald Trump is so cagey and so far ahead of the rest of the game that I think he's going to take some of that $100 trillion of that CAFR money that they've been hiding that Clint Richardson exposed so well. And I think he's going to realize in order to save Europe, he's going to have to do a Marshall-like plan in Africa and rebuild Africa's infrastructure and make it so the Africans will want to come back home and live and try to prosper like the West does. And I think everybody would be happy with that plan. It won't cost us much, you know. In other words, it's going to cost us money, but it'll save Europe from being culturally destroyed. What do you think about that?
Richard, I like the idea. Stay with us right after the break. I endorse your idea. We'll be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care. What I hate is...
We're back, folks.
Looking up to see...
And on the phone with us is Richard in Austin. And if I understand you correctly, Richard, you're floating the idea that one way that America and other European nations, nations that have an immigration invasion problem, we could help reduce the pressure is by however it's practical for us to do so, encourage greater prosperity in places where the immigrants are coming from, like Mexico, for example. A more prosperous Mexico would be a more attractive place for Mexicans to stay in. Am I understanding you correctly, Richard?
Exactly. It's a win-win for the East and the West. That's exactly what I'm saying, and South America. Because at the end of the day, whether we want to take the blame or not, I guess it really don't matter. If it wasn't for PNAC and all that, none of this would have never happened. I mean, we got to stay. And remember, the black president is the one that blew up Libya and Syria. So it don't matter who started it. All I know is we can correct it, and Donald Trump is the right man to do it. We saw the new numbers come out of the White House today. They're irrefutable. This man is working magic economically with all the stress he's under.
So. And I'll give you another element. I'm sure you're aware of it. We talk about it on the show. I like to lay out what is the Trump phenomenon. What's the winning formula that he has? And in the show yesterday and the day before, I mentioned the success of Jimmy Åkesson and the Swedish Democrats, Sverige Demokraterna, and other these great European parties. And one of the things they're doing is that they're really being solid on making the point and convincing the public, being persuasive that they are not racists and they are not anti-Semites. They are not Nazis. And by communicating that to the public, they are opening the field. The public then rushes in, patriots rush in saying, these are people we can support. Not because they're weak. They're not weak. They're strong. Donald Trump is not weak. He's strong. And these parties in Europe, in Austria, in Hungary, Viktor Orban is not weak. He's incredibly strong. And he's defending the Hungarian people. But he makes it clear, and this is part of the winning formula, and other people in the past who really, they've just emanated the fact that they hate other races, they hate Jews in general, and that they have some kind of a thing for Adolf Hitler. These people have been trying to make water run uphill, they have had utter failure, and they can't grasp that program will never get off the ground.
Yeah, but, I agree.
But Trump, and now here's another new twist to the whole thing. The people that have been have had that terrible program for more than half a century now want people to believe, the success of people like Jimmy Åkesson and the Sverige Demokraterna and the Fidesz party in Hungary with Viktor Orban and Donald Trump, they owe their success to us. We were the pioneers. No, wrong. Hey, you actually were an obstacle that made it harder, much harder, for this successful Trump program, which includes elements like what you're describing, Richard. Your thinking is very much along Donald Trump's lines of thinking. And I hope you'll call into the show often, Richard.
All right. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Have a good night.
You too. And thank you, everybody, for joining us. We'll be back with more tomorrow night.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extendivite. Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.